I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1821. That was the birthday of the first woman to earn her medical degree in the United States. Her name was Elizabeth Blackwell. She was born in Bristol, England. Her family moved to the United States when she was just 11 years old. Elizabeth decided she wanted to pursue a career in medicine. She believed that women patients should have the option of a female doctor, but it was not easy to make her dream come true. Medicine was considered men's work. Undeterred, Elizabeth began to study medicine on her own. Medical schools rejected her applications. Finally, she was accepted to the Geneva Medical College in New York. Most students at the school were horrified by the idea of a woman studying medicine, but she won many over with her ability and hard work. In 1849, she completed her work and graduated, but her difficulties were not over. No hospital in New York would hire her. She was even refused rental space when landlords found out she wanted it for a woman-run medical practice. Finally, she purchased a home for her practice. She also started a medical dispensary for the poor in New York City. She was later joined in her work by her sister, who also graduated with a medical degree. She went on to lecture on medicine in England, becoming the first woman to have her name on the British Medical Register. She and her sister helped to train nurses for service during the Civil War. They also founded a women's medical college that operated for 31 years. By her determination, Elizabeth Blackwell helped open the door for future generations of women to work in the field of medicine.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.